on that formation. We had even stated that our objective is to kind of converge on a Tosca-based format for specification of DNFs and network services for the sake of being able to kind of build things once and create, you know, consistent automation of how you onboard VNFs and network services and do other things. So far, we've kind of fallen short of a lot of the discussions that we've had and a lot of the objectives we put for ourselves. And so the purpose of this presentation is to kind of spark a conversation around how, in what shape and form, we support Tosca and ONAP. And one possible outcome might be that we don't. But, you know, it's time for us to be kind of intentional and to some extent, maybe a little bit more prescriptive about what we need to do collectively in different projects as we go forward. Okay? So if I look at ONAP today, if I'm a VNF supplier, I kind of have multiple ways to describe how to instantiate my VNFs. I can use heap templates, I can use Tosca templates. If I use heap templates, I can only use them on OpenStack. And the way they're defined today, they're kind of static and not really portable because I have to hard code a bunch of infrastructure related information like VNF flavors and things of that nature into them. Then I can use Tosca templates, but those Tosca templates are not really aligned yet or fully compatible with the Tosca templates that I might be agreeing to if I attend standards meetings. And while they may be a little bit more general purpose than heap, the way we use them today is basically a very abusive, and we violate a lot of basic core mechanisms that were put into Tosca to do things that we're doing in a very brute force approach today. For example, defining Tosca templates with embedded Kubernetes workflows and Azure workflows and other things that there's really elegant mechanisms to accomplish all that in Tosca, but we're not using them. So things are not really to a point where as a VNF supplier, I can go and build my VNF, package it in one consistent way for everybody to consume, and then, you know, publish it somewhere for use with an ONAP or outside of ONAP. Okay. Then I look at how we deal with design time representation. So if I'm a service designer, I have an internal format for representation of VNFs and network services. It is based on Tosca, but it's nothing like the Tosca templates we use to specify VNFs externally to ONAP. And so they're very different, they're incompatible, and one is simpler than the other, but you know, that's a subjective statement, but the point is that they're not the same. And so that's the way it is today. And then what also happens is, you know, my heap templates actually get translated into this internal ONAP representation when they get ingested. And so then the question becomes, why do all that when we can just publish the definitions in the internal representation to begin with, and maybe not have as much static behavior in those templates and not as much rigidity. Then on top of all that, I have different ways to orchestrate things. And this is where things really get to be fun. If I'm using SO, I can orchestrate the ONAP internal representations based on their own specific Tosca format, on the SDC defined Tosca format, and I'm good to go. But I cannot consume the format that, you know, was specified externally. If I'm using VFC, I am using Tosca templates that have been specified by VNF suppliers. To the extent possible, I am, you know, aligning those templates with you know, Etsy, and so there's some level of normative kind of orchestration. But again, That's the only thing that I can do, and I can't do anything with heat. So if we as a community choose to keep both, now I have, you know, kind of lack of equivalence in terms of what I'm capable of doing, and it's difficult for me to kind of build a coherent implementation or deployment of ONAP at a given operator site when there's just mismatches in terms of what can be done. I'm not suggesting that anyone is at fault for this. This is just all part of being an open source and crowdsourcing implementations. But I think in this particular case, things are getting a little too complicated for other projects and other functional requirements to be fulfilled correctly. So for example, if we start looking at things like change management, if we start looking like scaling, HPA, maybe other requirements, and now they have to stand, we all have to stand on our heads and build things twice and maybe even more times. And then on top of it all, if we look at each individual use case, things are going to look different. So for each use case, there's a different set of permutations of what orchestrator and what kind of template you can use today. So a bit of a mess.
Alex, one question. You're focusing, just the scope of this, you're focusing on the VNFD scope, because there's also the let's say the server scope above the VNFs as well, right?
Yeah, you know, that's a very good that's a very good point, Stephen. I think I would say that we need to kind of look at network functions and network services in general and the consistency of their representation, consistency of their designs, and consistency of their orchestration. That's really it. Maybe the word Tosca is a bit of a misnomer, but you know, the only reason I used it is because it's the only thing we have that kind of provides any kind of degree of interoperability between different groups of operators and suppliers, right? And so that's kind of how I looked at it. But you're right, there's a larger problem lurking here, and that is, how do we deal with all these entities in general, right? And PNFs and VNFs, and whether or not we can harmonize them, right? But let's start with VNFs.
No, it's a little bit, we can start with VNFs. That's completely fine. But there is sort of, let's say, maybe slightly different characteristics that you may wish to, or slightly different situations that you maybe wish to capture, because one's a bit more specific to the technology, the VNFs, and the technology they run on. And one's a bit more abstract from the technology, or the service definition.
Concept. Yes. I agree with you. And I would say, even go a step further and say that the deployment, and you'll see this, you know, later on in the slides, there's not that many slides, just four or five. But later on, we talk about, you know, well, actually it's on the slide, it's about deployments. So, and deployment targets. So, from the industry perspective, you know, nobody's waiting around. You know, these normative specifications are taking shape. Sorry about the spelling mistake. That's what you get for doing things at 2 o'clock in the morning. So we have ETC/NFV kind of taking charge and trying to harmonize how network services and virtual network functions are defined. So we have information models. We now have about to publish the first release of the Tosca spec. There's also work going on Yang. And then network service definitions are being worked on as well. And guess what? They're going to look very different from what we've done so far in ONAP. That may be good, that may be bad. I don't know. We need to decide. There's also, while we've been obsessing about virtual machines, the cloud native guys kind of came out of the woodwork, and cloud-native network functions are becoming more commonplace. And by definition, then, you know, container-based deployments are also becoming more popular, right?
And so with that, 004 also like 001 for packaging, VNF packaging, Sol 004?
Yeah, I didn't put it in, but yes, it should be there. You know, for completeness, we can add it in.
Okay, great, thanks, sorry.
Yes, it's all part of the same deal. And so with those kind of alternative shapes and forms of VNFs and how to deploy them. There's a set of de facto representations that are taking shape as well. So, you know, Helm, Spinnaker, I'm not sure I spelled it right actually, but there are other ways of managing and deploying and instantiating cloud native functions inside containers. And they have nothing to do with Etsy specifications. And so the question is, now what? Because in a lot of cases, some VNFs may want to be able to run inside containers. In other cases, they may run inside virtual machines. In some cases, they might be deployed on top of containers on physical infrastructure. In other cases, on virtualized. I think that level of flexibility is going to be required depending on what we're talking about in terms of cloud core or edge.
Hey, Alex. Alex is Parviz.
Yeah, can I finish Parviz? Let me finish my slide and then we can...
Okay, go ahead.
And so the other thing, like I said, is network service definitions are also happening inside these SDOs. And we need to account for those as well. Do you have a question on the slide, Parviz?
Yeah, I don't see your slide, but when you talk, there is a key question that comes up. When you mentioned the container-based network function versus what we have today, either from Etsy or from ONAP, the models that are generated by the SDC, how that is going to be different if you have a virtual network function versus a container-based network function? Is that model at the service layer they're going to be different?
Well, so these
at the service layer.
Well, good question. So hold on to that question.
Yeah.
So implications of all this for ONAP is that we kind of have this lack of interoperability and integration consistency in terms of how we build this world of VNFs and network services and PNFs and how we deploy them. And there's a lack of a clear path towards this vision of build it once and automate once end state that we keep talking about. You know, we keep saying ONAP is a general purpose platform. It supports different use cases. We can should be able to ingest VNFs in some consistent form. You know, we can argue what that is. Then we need to be able to orchestrate them in a consistent way, no matter what orchestrator we use, and, you know, maybe arrive at the same set of outcomes for the sake of, you know, principle of less astonishment, least astonishment. Other things need to happen. But, you know, how we do all this, consistency of packaging and delivery and consistency of automation for onboarding and deployment, all of that is really kind of coming apart in my view. And the divergence between industry normative specs and what we do is also happening, right? We make changes inside our internal models that blow apart, you know, the function of certain components in the system because those components assume Etsy compliant behavior and, you know, other components don't, right? And it's completely arbitrary how this happens. And so time for us to kind of think about all this. Time for us to, I think, my proposal is to form a tiger team with subject matter experts from Tosca space. Obviously, you know, those that are coming in from ONAP and also folks who are involved in the Tosca standards and kind of start defining a way forward for how we consume Tosca as well as perhaps other orchestration languages inside ONAP.
So, you know, so Alex, when you say consume inside ONAP, you don't just mean on board, you mean actually how the components inside ONAP at instantiation time and runtime can utilize Tosca to describe behavior.
Yes, I want to be able to go back to the first slide and say we may be able to onboard VNFs described in Yang, Tosca, Heat, Esperanto, but then they're all going to be ingestible, and they're all going to be onboardable, and they're all going to be instantiatable and operable under ONAP. That's the reality of what we're dealing with.
Yep. So we need to have that common model inside of ONAP that allows orchestration and lifecycle management to occur in a common
The reason why I'm focusing on Tosca to begin with is because it's the only industry agreed upon sort of way of describing what we have today, for better or for worse. And
I think There's different angles to this, I guess. I mean, if you talk about Tosca, you also talk beyond the VNFD, and you also talk about the service usage for that as well, which is sort of...
Well, and I'm also talking about how do I describe container deployments in Tosca, and how do I describe what my cloud-native applications look like, and what's the touch point between me and what's the right way to specify an Azure deployment versus Amazon versus OpenStack versus something else, right? To what extent do we actually consume Tosca built-in orchestration features that allow specification of custom workflows and all sorts of other things that make it easier to create consistent automation, consistent interoperability?
Alex, I like your point, but just two things to add to it. As you said, Tosca is a good jargon to start this with, but I think we also require the Tiger team, which we are starting with, can also involve the experts from both the ONAP projects like SDCSO. I just want to be sure of this, because you understand the main hurdles will be, because we have already done this schedule, right, for the HPA and other
things. So I expect a highly efficient team of participants from different parts of ONAP. We obviously can't do this without people from SDC or SO or VFC.
Right.
So we can't do this without modeling presence, but you know what I want to avoid, and I'll say this up front, I want to avoid a proliferation of teams that have, you know, six members, right? That becomes a crapshoot.
I agree, because we have already seen that happening sometime before. Okay,
and we accomplish nothing in the end.
Right. And second thing I want to add to this is that maybe Tosca is a good start point, but when we are trying to do Tosca thing, maybe we should not get diluted only with Tosca alone, because the actual aim of this whole objective was something beyond Tosca, right? So maybe we also require some experts coming from the points like Azure or AMWell, other things also, as we prefer.
Well, so I think there are multiple kind of decisions or discussions that need to occur, right? We need to understand, you know, what is actually supported in terms of ingestion of VNFs and network services, what formats, okay? Then we need to understand, you know, to what extent we want to be compliant with the industry. And we need to be very intentional and state this in a this has to be a decision, right? There has to be a record of it. Let's agree on what we want to do in terms of industry compliance. Do we care the fact that, you know, there's a sole spec or not? I personally think we need to, but others may not, right? So we need to have that debate. We need to surface it, and we need to come to a conclusion, right?
Right.
What I don't want to see happen anymore is that when companies that are in favor of sole compliance say something, they get bullied into silence and vice versa.
Okay, I understand your point. The other thing which I wanted to add to this is what coming from the a scenario, like maybe we can take one use case, E2E, because that was missing in the both Amsterdam and Beijing, right?
So I would suggest we take, given where things are in terms of Casablanca functionality, if the gods smile on us and we fix the SDC, you know, data typing compatibility issues, we will actually have a VFC use case that we can orchestrate across different orchestrators using different templates. We use BCPE, as the starting point.
Fine. So that's what we want to be sure on that, because we should not again, go in air. So we can choose one use case, BCP, whatever it is.
But to me, Sasha, if we use that, then we also need to understand how whatever we do interplays with public clouds, and you know, we have deployment targets to consider. We need to define what they are.
Exactly, Alex. That's
my point. We need to agree on what that looks like, get consensus on that, and then figure out, you know, how the hell do we get there, right? Because what I see happening right now makes me cringe, right? This is not the how Tosca was supposed to be used. And yet we're using it in a very bastardized way to do something that is never meant to be done that way. And then we complain how hard it is to use.
Right, Alex, that's exactly my point, because based on our experiences in ONAP having to do this two releases, what I would say is if you don't have a hardcore example to talk about, then we are actually going in the air and we don't have a common focus point, right? Actually, that's what happened in the last two releases. In fact, Amsterdam and Beijing, when I'm talking about, we tried to use ARIA as orchestrator and we found that without a hardcore example and VNFB has been defined for that, it would be a big problem to start with.
Yeah.
Right, so that's...
And it would be good...
I'm just giving
it would be good if we had both PNFs and VNFs in the use case, because one thing that we're not doing is trying to capture what's common about them. We're just taking two completely separate paths.
Yes.
Yep, agree with Chesler. That's the way it should be. Yes.
Exactly.
Alex, I'd like to share some of the experience we had in Nokia over the past years. We tried to go, I think in 2013, all in on Tosca. And what we learned over the years is that Tosca is good for describing maybe the declarative part of a network service or a VNF, but then you need some domain-specific, you can't avoid using some domain-specific languages such as Heat, Azure, or whatever. So I think we need to be realistic here and also not scare away everyone by saying,
well, we're making assumptions now, right, and starting a conversation here, and I don't want to do either, right? I agree that we need to think this through. I will say that personally, I don't assume that we won't have any domain-specific languages that need to interplay with Tosca definitions. It's really a matter of how, right?
So again, I propose that we have experts, a team, myself, other from the products that have worked with it, and we have some good solutions. So
yeah.
I propose
that we have a cutoff at 10 people. And as we need to, we can have consults or because, you know, you can't make a decision with more than 10 people in the room. Very difficult. We can try, but, you know, we'll end up exactly where all the other efforts ended up with more than 10.
Yeah, so I'm volunteering Tim, although he's not on the call, but he'll pull in others from Nokia.
I expect Tim to be the member emeritus of this group. Tim is responsible for the work being done in the Seoul side, and I think he would be essential, right? I would expect that Shadow would join as his...
That's his. Just one question, Alex. There's a few perspectives you can take on this, or focuses, I would say, because it's a very good topic, and it's touching a different aspect. I mean, it's touching very important sort of questions that you're bringing up here. If we focus it around sort of a Tosca perspective, then you're talking about a little bit from a modeling point of view, I guess, or modeling language sort of point of view. That's one perspective here. And then you come into the scopes of that modeling, which is the network versus the VNFD part there. Mm-hmm. And there's another perspective, and that maybe needs to happen as well, but it could be a different sort of discussion potentially, and that is the continuation of the discussion around the orchestration of container-based VNFs.
All of these things are really interdependent, right? You know, the model gives you the initial starting point.
That's why I said perspectives. Yeah, I agree. That's why I say perspectives. You can sort of decide which thread you want to pick up, right?
I think we may want to go in order, right? You know, follow the life cycle of a VNF and talk about how it's initially specified by VNF suppliers, how it's ingested and onboarded, what happens when you try to instantiate it, and you know what happens when you use targets other than VMs. The orchestration, for example, you know, Tosca has built-in capabilities as well as, you know, Seoul defined mechanisms for doing day two orchestration. He doesn't. So how do we do that? You know, how do we?
Yeah, and I think a little bit there, I think, was what Randy was saying. Maybe there's sort of technology-specific, specific parts and so on there. But before, I didn't want to get into so much the discussion. I just wanted to work out how we're framing the problem. Suggesting a tiger team here. Could follow up, Andy? This cuts across a little bit, I think, also the modeling, right? I think it's a sort of a mix of modeling and architecture. So I guess that's why it's sort of been brought up here. And then if we had a tiger team, actually, I prefer the terminology sort of task force, because something that's sort of, we have a definition of done, and it's very narrow from that point of view. And some people go off and do something and create a proposal that they bring back, I would guess, to both modeling and architecture in this case, right?
Yeah, I think we need to solve both sides of the coin, right? We need to do the model part. We need to do the architecture, and also in some cases, maybe be more prescriptive about the implementation as well.
Right. Which means we need the stakeholder components to be heavily involved here.
We do, and the way I look at it, you know, again, just because we have a small team that can, you know, be agile and meet, you know, quickly and productively, you know, doesn't mean that we go off reservation and do something crazy. I think we need to have check-ins here, and it's more than just the readout. You know, there's maybe periodic group discussions to help guide and refocus discussions.
Right? I think.
Right. I would rather, you know, rather than trying to get the buy-in at the very end, I think it needs to be done incrementally as we go along.
Yes. Alex, quick question for you. With this Tosca Tiger Team proposal, or like, you know, slightly adjusted Tosca task force, what is the task on hand that you're planning to address? Because your last comment is kind of concerning to me. It looks like it's the scope. It's a small team. You keep repeating it's a small team. It's a small team that needs to move fast forward. But at the same time, you state that the scope of this team is basically it's everything. It's modeling. It's architecture. It's implementation. It's everything at once. But you insist that it must be a small team moving really fast. So what is the relationship between this and the modeling committees or whatever we have right now? Right. So like, you know, if you decide to work on architecture, why would we decide to change architecture for, like, you know, from Tosca perspective? Is it what is the change in the architecture that you expect? Is it support of Tosca orchestration, or is it management of on-up architecture via Tosca, or what exactly? Because my concern, if we don't have a clearly defined task, then again, it will be yet another subcommittee or whatever that will basically live its parallel life. And then the relationship.
It's a fair point, Anatoly. I think there's implication on modeling here, obviously. You know, what models we support, you know, what they look like, that needs to be, and some of that work is already kind of ongoing. And so there's no intention on my part to reinvent the wheel one more time. But I think there needs to be some guidance and maybe some more holistic end-to-end view that needs to be developed. And that's not happening in the other teams. So to me, the focus ought to be on, you know, how do we model VNFs? What's acceptable at what point? How do we prevent, you know, collisions and overlaps? And, you know, for example, if I want to be able to support version 6, which is the R2 plus data model of Sol specs, and at the same time support version 10, I can't do it.
Well, okay. Very good explanations, Alex. So maybe to facilitate the move forward, as Steve suggested, call it a task force, again, focused on a particular task, and focus on defining the task clearly. Again, all that you gave just as an example, of answer to me. But, you know,
a definition of done, right? That's what you're looking for.
Yes, exactly. Or the minimum set of tasks that this task force will work on. So that basically we are not creating yet another permanent or temporary permanent organization within organization within organization, because tomorrow somebody will say,
I understand your concerns, and you're right. So all I wanted to do today was to start sparking the conversation. You're right, we need to refine. So first, I don't hear anybody screaming, this is a really shitty idea, don't do it.
It's a great idea, Alex. It's a great idea. Don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing the idea. I'm just wanting
to see exactly what it is on. So fair enough, right? So now that we've established it's a great idea, let's go away and refine what this team will do. I heard don't call it a tiger team, call it a task force. And then let's define, you know, three tasks. I like to think in threes. Let's define three tasks that we can focus on, right? And to me, those will span some of the issues that that were called out, you know, in my presentation, also by others on the call.
And also, we want to specify a time frame for this so it doesn't just keep going.
Ideally, it would be good to have something, you know, by M0 so that we can use that in the Dublin release. So the earlier we can have at least something preliminary defined, the more likely that we can get some traction in the next release instead of having to wait several releases to pick it all up.
Yeah, I would agree as well. So I'm not sure when the M0 is, since we haven't even, I guess we'll need to figure out what the Dublin schedule looks like.
Why don't we call it Thanksgiving? I don't know the exact release plan, but somewhere around Thanksgiving. So if you can get something done before that, that would be helpful.
That'll be really Thanksgiving.
That'll be really Thanksgiving to ONAP, actually.
Okay. I think...
Is it a Black Friday to make it black for you there?
I don't think that's realistic, to be honest, because a lot of us are going to be going to the usual last minute, you know, schedule of meetings and events. If you think about all the events that are happening between now and Thanksgiving, that's quite a bit. So we need to maybe we can do this a little bit when is M2? Well, I mean, have we actually settled that M1 is in Thanksgiving?
No. Gildas here. No. We haven't really engraved into the Marble release planning for Dublin. But overall, if you think about what we had last year for Beijing, we had M0 the same day as we had the sign-off for Casablanca, for Amsterdam. M1 was mid of January, and M2 was second week of February, just before our friend in China went on vacation for the New Year's.
Yeah, okay.
Roughly.
Roughly, right. So I'm not sure what's going to play out now that you're stepping down and, you know, Linux Foundation is trying to bring somebody in to do this. But I suspect there will probably be some elongation. In any case, we should work as fast as we can. Some of these issues are not really... not really new. They just need to be formally expressed and agreed upon. My biggest concern, again, is that if we do this, right, you know, there has to be some level of support from PTLs. And that's been very hard to get. I mean, case in point is what happened during Casablanca when in one day, any modeling changes that we intended to make evaporated because the SDC team was overloaded.
Yep.
So if that continues to happen, not just with SDC teams, but other teams, then we're kind of in trouble, right? Then it really doesn't matter if we have a task force of any kind.
But maybe the next task force is then to actually work in the SDC project.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, if TSC authorizes a peacekeeping force, you know, maybe.
No, but I guess it sounds a little bit like, Chris, maybe it's for you to say, but it sounds a little bit like this will come back maybe sort of to come back with a definition of the activity here in a bit more detail and socialize it on the list, and
I would
probably try to put it on the agenda for next week to say, okay, let's go.
I'd like to refine it next week if we can and kick off, right?
Also, just to add to that, I think, Alex, as you're saying, the theme of this task force or whatever, it should be defined, right? I mean, that's what is also one of the asks which we were trying.
Yeah, there's a call for volunteers, and usually, you know, that implies that, you know, 50 people will volunteer, but but consider this, right? I think we need to kind of hit two things with the membership. You have to understand the subject matter. And by that, I mean the state of things within ONAP and the state of things outside of ONAP. And we need to have representation from key projects that are going to be involved in any changes that we make. So to me, that would be at minimum SDC and the two orchestration projects. Okay. And then, you know, we can add, you know, more people, obviously, and that's okay, right? But and then, you know, we need modeling, and we need, like I said, you know, my hope is that we get somebody who understands standards, the state of things in Seoul really, really well.
Alex, are we not entering chicken and egg problem here? Because what I understand is we have to define two things. One is the agenda of the task force. I mean, with respect to what needs to be done. And second thing is the participants also.
Yeah.
So you're getting what I'm trying to say here, right? Basically, we have to define both the things. One is that you're talking of experts, which will be defined from what we define as a task force outcome or the task force.
Believe it or not, Sesho, I have a list of tasks in my mind. I just didn't want to force it on anybody. So what I'm looking for is input. But I also have some things that I think we need to accomplish more specifically. And so for lack of any comments, maybe that's what we'll go with, if that's acceptable to people.
So I would suggest then start taking it to email over this week and then coming back next week with the community input and try to finalize something. And then I think, you know, launch as soon as you can, somewhere around next week to be able to make some progress this year.
All right. And I totally volunteered. I think,
Alex, I mean, if I could be of some help to you.
Yep.
Yeah, and Fred from Verizon, the volunteer.
Oh, absolutely. I expected that. Okay, I would be shocked if you didn't, Fred.
And else you could put me down, Andy from AT&T.
Okay.
And modeling.
Tesla, if you want me.
Yeah, of course. So we need Tim, and we need Chantal, and we need somebody from the SDC team for sure. And Sesho, I presume you're going to be in on this.
On SDC?
No. Well, no, on this team.
Yeah.
We're talking about it. So. I think the difficult part is, of course, going to be getting folks from China and getting folks from Israel.
Israel are on vacation. They're on vacation right now, and China will be vacation next week. Actually.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, so, you know, but we'll try to make as much progress as we can.
You had an Anatoly earlier, but I don't know if that's the Anatoly of SDC or...
That's Anatoly from Nokia, yes.
Okay, because Anatoly from SDC may... I mean, he certainly has been running the data model, Tosca, you know.
Yeah, he's on the internal, you know, on a private representation kind of things. I think we're kind of looking at a broader scope, but yeah, he would be good to have. And then the next question is, when do we do it with all the meetings? But, you know, we'll sort that out. So if this is an acceptable way forward for now to deal with the issues, then, you know, we'll start making progress.
And Alex, are you there in Europe right now or US?
I did not go to ONS. I might be at The Hague for later 1-3.
Alex, can you add me in the loop?
Yes. That was Michaela, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a good starting point. And again, I just want to make sure that we have the trust of a larger team to actually get started and get things done. So I'll be looking for a vote of confidence next week when we form a bit more details. Okay, Maopeng, man, you're signing up for some crazy meeting times. But I'll be happy to add you in.
Great.
All right, so that's it. That's all I got to say.
Great. Thank you, Alex. I think this was a good presentation and certainly an interesting discussion. We are done a bit early. Is there any additional new business before we close the meeting? Okay. Very good then. I'll let everybody go a bit early. Thank you all. This was a great conversation. And Alex, thanks for the proposal. And I think this is a good step forward. It sounds like there's a lot of interest in the team. So please continue through email and then finalize it next week.
Technically, Chris, next week, how do we gather? You won't be there.
Yes. Yes. So this is my last call. The election is still ongoing. It should close this week. And then as soon as it does and Kenny sends out the announcement, I will work with the new chair on the new bridge logistics, because this one is my personal bridge and it will disappear. We'll get a new bridge set and we'll have the new chair setting the agenda, but we'll put this on there for that chair as soon as we go through the
Chris,
process.
Can we have somebody because this one might take 2-3 weeks, so we don't want to lose. Can you ask Shakar or somebody to run this thing while you are gone, while we have election? Let's just nominate one volunteer for 2-3 weeks to run this meeting so that the election might take 3 weeks before the
No, this election is already ongoing. It's set to close, I think, tomorrow. So we have the two nominees and the voting is already commencing. So it'll happen before I leave and I'll work with the incoming chair to make sure that this happens.
So basically more to come this week. Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, I have to see because I didn't get voting. I thought I'm eligible to vote. So I'll check.
Check the membership list and check with Kenny. It was limited to one voter per company, and he was maintaining who that was.
Yeah.
I think it closes today, Vimal, actually, if I remember correctly.
I think we got the...
So that's surprising to me because, as I said, my name is there, but I didn't get the voting, so I'll call Kenny.
Okay. He is at ONS, I believe. So reach out to him. Now things are starting to wind down for the day, so this would be a good time to try to contact him.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I know I said this, Chris, but thank you anyway. I think it's been very good to have your leadership. So I wish you all the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure working with all of you, and I hope our paths cross again sometime soon.
Yes. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.